Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Web Show. And now, here's the guy who's destined to one day appear on a Japanese game show, Rob Sesternino. Hello, everybody, and welcome back. Good morning, Nicole. How the hell are you?
Good morning.
Yeah? What's the matter today?
Breathing.
Should we schedule the web show on a different day? I feel like Wednesday morning is
my sick day.
It is never a good day for you. Is it because it's a morning show? Do we need to do the shows at night?
I think night would be better for the listeners.
Night would be better for the listeners? Well, not for the people that are here.
I don't know. I'm not hungover, okay?
Yeah, not hungover. Please don't start taunting Nicole already. Nicole and I just got back. We were in New York over this weekend.
Yeah.
Just a quick trip. I went to see my brother. It was his birthday this
Happy
weekend.
Happy birthday, Danny.
Yeah, my brother, Danny Sesternino, turned 25 this weekend.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's getting old.
He is getting old. Yeah. Yeah. Not like us.
Yeah. We just get younger.
Yeah. People say no night. Night cast equals love cast. And no night.
No night? Really?
Sorry, Nicole. These are morning people. Maybe the people listening on iTunes are saying, put it on at night.
Yes, I'm more of a night person.
People in the archives.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is Rob's web show. It's a daytime thing.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's noon on the East Coast.
That's true. It's lunchtime for them.
Yeah. All right, so we got a lot to get into. Nicole and I got back from our trip last night. We were able to... I watched Celebrity Apprentice when I was back home.
Yeah.
I saw... Nicole and I watched The Amazing Race on the plane yesterday, which was a little meta to be watching Amazing Race on a plane.
Yes, it was the worst plane ride ever, also.
Well, not because of the Amazing Race.
You thought it was going down.
Yeah, the last half an hour or so of the flight was particularly lost-like.
We thought it was going down.
Well, I don't know if I ever thought the plane was going down, but I thought I was going to barf.
Well, we definitely were. It was like almost out of our mouths. The barf.
I didn't know you got motion sickness.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
Apparently I do.
Apparently you do.
It was terrible.
Yeah. Used to say that you like turbulence.
I like when it's like a little bumpy, like you're like you're on a boat.
Yeah, that's what you like?
Yeah, not when it's like...
Yeah, that wasn't what it was like. I mean, the oxygen mask didn't come down. I don't want to overstate it, but the plane got from... It was, you know, one temperature, and it was nice and calm. And then, like, the plane actually seemed to get, like, about 20 degrees
hotter.
We were,
hotter. Like, sweating.
Like, oh, my God, it's hot in the plane.
Rob almost took his clothes off.
Almost. I did take my sweatshirt off.
Yeah.
And it was cold earlier.
It was.
Yeah.
It was.
Anyway, I don't know if anybody cares.
Yeah.
But anyway, that really put a damper on the rest of the night. I really never quite recovered. What are you doing?
You're just showing my mug.
Yes, yes, we have, we finally got our, Rob Has a Podcast mugs in, which is good.
Yes.
Yeah, courtesy of, our friends at robhasastore.com. They were nice enough to send us some of these.
Yes, it makes the, your beverage taste much better.
Is that what it does? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Nicole, people are asking if you were wearing sequins in honor of Rachel.
A little bit, a little, they're actually rhinestones.
Rhinestones?
Can you see them?
You're more of a rhinestones, not
yeah.
Rhino.
Definitely not a rhino.
Yeah. So we watched The Amazing Race yesterday on the plane.
Yeah.
I was not spoiled. I somehow managed to go 48 hours not getting spoiled. I knew that Brenchel wasn't going to win.
Yeah. How'd you know?
So I saw that people had tweeted like, well, Brenchel couldn't win, blah, 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 blah.
But we knew that. We knew they weren't going to win.
You knew they weren't going to win?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. Cell phone turn out. How did you know they weren't going to win?
In my heart.
In your heart?
Yes.
You had a gut feeling they weren't going to win?
Yes.
Okay. Mike Scott wants to know, which team had the worst mess up in the Amazing Race finale? Art and JJ getting lost, Brenchel taking the cab to the wrong location and not running back to the helicopter, Dave and Rachel missing the second roadblock. Well, Dave and Rachel, you can't say anything they did was a bad mess up because they won the race.
Right.
Going away.
They had... Such
it wasn't
a huge
even close.
Lead.
Brendan and Rachel, you can't really say that was a mistake for them because they never, they might have gotten to the mat and there might have been a penalty, but it just never happened.
Right.
So I would say that Art and JJ had the worst screw up, and I would say even not getting the sled right.
But I don't even think they wouldn't have won.
If they could have done the sled in less than 17 times.
I guess so.
I mean, it took what? Blonde Rachel like 3 or 4 times?
Yes.
Yeah.
And she almost threw something at what's his face's ball.
She almost did at Dave. At Dave, yes. She almost threw a discus.
A disc.
Yeah. Do you think that if Brenchel did not screw up their chances of winning the million, that the producers would have meddled? I do think that that may have happened, but they did enough screwing up on their own.
Yeah.
Especially with, I think that they had the arsenal to be able to nail them with the, well, you took a, you said, we said go on foot, and you got in a car, so that's a 37-hour penalty.
Yikes.
So I think they were in big trouble.
Yeah.
Maybe Rachel knew it. That's why she kind of quit. But let's hold off on the Amazing Race questions for a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to get into that just yet. I have a couple things I want to talk about before we get fully into the Amazing Race. No, not getting serious. I just wanted to, before we got all in, like, I don't want to bounce around. I want to just, you know, get through
everything. Not a bouncer.
Yeah, I want to get through everything on my list before we get to the Amazing Race. But some big news in real life, you know, in somehow pertaining to the Rob Has a Podcast universe. So the big sports story this week was in baseball. No, not
why
a baby.
Baby.
Stop it with baby. Yes. So the big sports story this week was, as many of you guys know, my friend Heidi Strobel from Survivor of the Amazon is now married to a very famous baseball player, Cole Hamels.
Mr. Heidi Strobel.
Yes, I'm seeing in the chat room, Edna had a baby.
Edna did have a baby.
Yes.
Baby Dean.
Congratulations.
Baby Dean.
Yeah.
He's a cutie, too.
Now, is Bear Ease, does that help out in the birthing of a baby?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Probably. Do you recommend that as a medical person?
Yes, yeah, squirt it up in there.
Whoa. Does it squirt? I thought it's like a tube.
Yeah, you squirt.
Yeah. You have to make sure not to accidentally use Numb Nuts.
Well, yeah, same thing.
Yeah. All right. So, Mr. Heidi Strobel, Cole Hamels.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, he was pitching the other day against the Washington Nationals. He plays on the Phillies, Mr. Cole Hamels.
Mm-hmm.
So, he was pitching against the Nationals, and there's a young up-and-comer, 19-year-old Bryce Harper. And for whatever reason, Cole Hamels did not like the cut of his jib. And so Mr. Heidi threw a baseball at him.
Where did it hit him?
In the back.
Oh.
And so, you know, it happens in baseball.
Sometimes.
But then, you know, Bryce Harper, he may have had the laugh. He stole home on Cole Hamels. But then after the game, they asked Mr. Heidi Strobel about this.
Uh-huh.
And as we know, that Heidi manages all of his, you know, interviews and media appearances. And they
Which
asked
is always him, a good idea.
Yeah, because, you know, she never said anything offensive on Survivor the Amazon. So, and she's, you know, a master of, you know, one of the smartest people, the, you know, the highest IQ, you know,
yeah.
Duh.
And so on.
So they asked Mr. Heidi Strobel, did you throw at him on purpose? And he said, yes. Yes, I threw the
baseball. No one ever said
I threw yes. I threw the baseball at him on purpose. I was trying to hit him.
Yeah. I'm sure that happens a lot, but no one admits it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess his honesty is refreshing.
Is it?
I guess so.
That's not what that other guy said.
Well, then, he has been very publicly condemned by a number of baseball people, including the GM of the Washington Nationals.
Which, of course, he's going to be condemned by now.
Chicken ass. Yeah.
Oh, that's what my mom used to call me.
Wow, okay. Well, we won't get into that. So, yeah. Survivor somehow is always in the news. And then I'm not sure if Mr. Stephanie LaGrossa is pitching against the Mets. I think Cliff Lee, if he comes back from injury, then he's going to take...
So they gave him the hook?
Yeah, he's not really in the rotation, Mr. Stephanie LaGrossa.
I was excited to see him pitch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like you were going to... What was the last baseball game you watched? Was it in 2011?
Yesterday.
You didn't watch a baseball game.
I listened
game.
To it with you.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Stop it. You know, if I have something on and you're in the room, it does not count if you were watching it or listening to it.
So if you have The Amazing Race on and I just happen to walk in and start listening, I'm not watching it either?
That's correct.
Then I can't podcast about it?
No, you watch... Okay, come on. Let's not get into semantics. Let's not... Are you trying to argue the point that you're watching baseball games on a regular basis?
I didn't say on a regular basis.
All right, come on. Let's not go here. Let's not do that. Why? I don't even know why you're trying to argue this point that you watch that you watch the baseball.
You were arguing first. I said I was going to watch Mr. Stephanie.
Yeah. Okay. Let's nothing to be gained here.
Yeah.
So.
Going to the chat room. I won.
You won. She won. Oh, come on. Come on, everybody. All right. Lots of help here with the web show, as usual. Jessica Frey, she's taking your questions, helping put them up on the screen, producing the show. Best producer in the live podcasting business, Jessica Frey.
That is true.
Yes. And Amy Hayes, she's recapping all this because I can't remember what happened after the show.
We try to forget.
So, make sure you write lots of... Make sure you write that I won that argument, Amy.
Be truthful.
Yeah. And before, one last thing before we get into the Amazing Race, our friend Parasocial Dude, he is our featured sponsor for Survivor Week. As we head towards the Survivor finale, and I can announce, it has been scheduled on Spreecast. If you want to go ahead and RSVP now on Spreecast, the live post-Survivor finale and reunion show edition of Rob Has a Podcast will be on Sunday night, 11:15 Eastern Standard Time.
Wowzer.
Are you excited, Nicole? May 13th, I believe.
I'm a little sad.
It's Mother's Day.
I'm a little sad we have to crown Kim already.
We have to crown Kim already? Okay. I think you said Kimmel. Is it Jimmy Kimmel? Yes, so we're very excited. Yes, we will be crowning Kim live Sunday night.
We don't know this for sure,
Not for sure. It's not a spoiler. It's just a... educated guests.
Yeah.
A lot of people upset last week with me, Nicole.
Well, you really blew it last week.
A lot of people are upset with me that I said that Kat started following me on Twitter, and I cited that as a reason why I thought she was going home. People said, oh, that's a spoiler! Spoiler! I'm not going to say who's following me on Twitter anymore. But, no, I'm not going to say who's following me on Twitter. Maybe survivors are, maybe survivors aren't. But I just thought that was interesting that Kat started following me on Twitter. I did not have any inside information. I didn't get a direct message from Kat. Hey, talk to you tomorrow, love bug. I didn't get anything like that. I just said I think that, you know, judging by the previews, judging by what we saw last week, I thought she was the next to go. And it doesn't help that she started following me on Twitter.
Yeah. Alicia started following me on Twitter.
Nicole, we said we're not going to say these things anymore.
I'm just kidding.
Oh.
she does not follow me.
Let's just, from the people in the chat room right now, real quick, spoiler or no spoiler?
Kat.
My news about Kat.
Yes. No. Yes.
Okay. No spoiler. Most kind of.
No.
Yeah. I think it's just a loud minority that thinks it was a spoiler. They're like, oh, you ruined the show for me.
Yes.
You said Kat's following you on Twitter. It's hard because if 99% of the people that listen to the show think one thing, but then the 1%,
Yes, those are the louder ones.
Yes, we are the 1% that get mad about stuff.
Yes.
It's the internet. Okay, so back to Parasocial Dude. Yes, so it's Survivor Finale Week. He went, you know, he was aggressive. He made a bold move. He went out there and got the featured sponsorship on Rob's podcast. And for his, we got it all set up. I think I'm able to show.
We all dream.
Whoa.
But we don't all dream.
Sorry.
Get it together.
Sorry, jet lag. Yeah. On dreamtomovie.com. Were you creeped out a little bit last week, Nicole?
I did have nightmares.
Now, Nicole was having some trouble sleeping because Parasocial Dude
was in my dreams.
Yes, and was he making a movie?
I can't tell you.
Even Jessica Frey, she can't watch it. It's very creepy, and she doesn't want to be incepted.
Are you supposed to be promoting this?
I think he wants it to be creepy.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought that's what he was going for.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah. So let me play the trailer, but I say parental discretion is advised.
Jessica Frey, earmuffs.
Parasocial Dude says don't watch it if you're a scaredy cat. Okay.
You're chicken shit.
If you're
sorry,
like
Cole Hamels, you can't watch.
Sorry, Cole Hamels. I think I need to turn down the brightness on my computer screen. turn up the brightness on my iPad, and let's see how this goes for Parasocial Theory.
We all dream, but we don't all dream equally. When Dream to Movies eclipsed the film industry, a new kind of celebrity emerged. The dreamer. Suddenly, everyday people had the opportunity to become the most beloved figures on the planet. A dreamer has the relatability of a reality star and the marketability of a film god. You don't have to be pretty, or rich, or connected. You just have to have the most meaningful mindfulness. Most people thought that virtual reality and interactive narrative constructs were the future of entertainment. But in truth, we will always want real people to watch and dissect. Dream to Movies allow us to peer into the souls of our public storytellers in a way we could have never imagined. In case you didn't know, I'm Corin Dunlow, founder and CEO of The Insight Company, and inventor of The Dream Recorder.
Yeah, I wish there... I'm glad about The Dream Recorder, because then we could start podcasting about dreams.
I have the weirdest dream. Can you imagine?
Yeah. So, so check that out at dream2movie.com or at dream2movie, 2 the number, on Twitter. And Parasocial Dude will keep us posted on how that's going.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if anybody is yelling at him because they can't sleep at night. the same guy who's mad about the spoilers.
Yeah.
Okay?
Get a grip.
Yeah, and the cause a low tolerance for people today.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so let's get into some of this amazing race. Unless, Nicole, you want to tell the story of Reyes from last night?
What she did?
Yeah.
How bad she was?
Yeah.
It's disgusting. I don't think they want to hear this.
Yeah. Well, just real quick, we boarded Reyes during our vacation.
Because you know what? We put her in fancy places before, and she doesn't appreciate it.
Yeah.
So, to the cage she went.
So then she came out. I was happy to see
her. She was so excited.
Everything was so good.
Usually she's mad at us.
And then the whole ride home.
She was being so good.
Yeah, she was being good, but Nicole kept saying, "Oh my God, she has gas. Oh my God. You don't smell this.
She was clam baking in the
car. Oh my God. Oh, I have to open the window. I have a very sensitive nose."
I do.
And so then we got back to our building. And then we had to go get. We got the mail, and we're in the middle of the hallway, and things went downhill from there.
She dropped a deuce.
Yeah, in the hallway of the building, and we were hoping it was dirt.
No, I'm gonna have to say it was poop.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a friend request from Jonas today.
Yeah. Oh, I did too. So.
They didn't.
Oh, we're not supposed to say, Nicole. Maybe he's coming back.
He's
in
already
the game
gone.
Now.
All right, yeah. Back to the poop.
Oh, anyway, so it was like, this was the closest I've ever felt to having to cover up a murder of, oh my God, it's in the hallway. The neighbors are going to be pissed.
So he ran outside with the dog. I went and got the blood removal.
Yeah, there was no blood. I think you're confusing the metaphor.
Oh.
Yeah, it was like, I felt like OJ. Yeah, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to clean this up. I hope nobody comes out right now.
Yeah, every noise I heard as I was cleaning, I ran back to the apartment.
And we're like spraying in the hallway. Not good. Not good.
Yeah, I was wearing a dress, cleaning up shit.
Yeah, our neighbors must only hate us more.
Yeah.
As opposed to when we're, you know, ringing bells.
I hope they're not watching the podcast.
Screaming. I hope not.
We're just kidding. This never happened.
Okay. Psych, just kidding.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let's get into some of this amazing race.
They're not the naked ones. They live across.
They don't live in the building.
Next building.
They live in the building. Okay, so amazing race talk. Congratulations to Dave and Rachel, the winningest team in the history of the Amazing Race, Nicole.
They were pretty incredible. You have to give them that.
Yeah.
You have to give them credit.
Yes. From, you know, the stuff that you watched of them. Of their 8 legs that they won, how many would you say that you saw? 1. You saw them yesterday. No, they really
no,
were good.
More than that.
They really were very good. That this Dave... I mean, he's an army guy. I mean, he was, he's athletic. He was smart.
Right.
He had everything going for him. Then even this Rachel, she was also very good. She was very athletic. She was good.
Was she an athlete?
I think so. I mean, she did well, like, on the dancing. She did good on one try. She got down on that sled in 1 or 2 tries. I mean, anytime that she had to do something... She did a good job.
Right.
The only thing that ever slowed them down
was their
that
fighting.
They had terrible relations. Not like us.
Yeah.
Not like how we get along, you know, one little thing happens, doesn't derail us.
We get over it, though.
I guess so. So, Dave and Rachel, though, it was like if anything ever didn't go their way. I mean, we saw such horrible fights. It's amazing to think they actually won 8 legs of the race.
Yeah.
Imagine if they only won about 4 legs of the race, how much they would have been fighting. So, yeah, Dave and Rachel, but they were the winningest team of all time.
How many times did she tell them to shut the F up?
On this episode, about 5 or 6. All right, Uncut Cochran wants to know, people say the sledding task was biased against Art and JJ, but isn't that traditionally ridden by fat Samoan guys?
Who said that, Art and JJ? who's spreading that rumor?
I don't know if we can really use Uncut Cochran as a credible source. I think Uncut Cochran is a little bit of a questionable witness here to be citing any sort of
possibly
facts. He does not have the credibility of a Rops fact checker.
Yeah, oh, definitely not.
Jeff Bamberger says, the sled would have been easy. All you have to do is lightly use your feet as a rudder, or in Rachel's case, use your boobs as a rudder. Oh, Jeffrey Bamberger.
Well, she found it funny.
We haven't even finished our coffee yet to be talking about boobs as a runner.
Too early.
Yeah, a little too early. Yeah, we don't know how, Rachel did pretty good on that. She, you know, really quick.
No, I took her like 2 or 3
I felt
times.
Like Art, and, at least I felt like Art was kind of screwing up that he was so far back on the thing. Like, I mean, he seemed like he was like riding it all the way in the back. And I think you'd want to be sort of more in the middle.
I think you want to be evenly dispersed.
Evenly dispersed, yeah. And I don't know. Art really held back the Art and JJ team. JJ was the better competitor.
A few times
out of the Art and JJ team.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this leg of the race went through Japan, and Dave and Rachel really dodged a bullet when they missed the first ferry to go to Hiroshima. And they why do you laugh at that?
That's just the way that Rachel said it.
Oh, how should I say it?
Whatever you want,
darling. Yeah. Anyway, so they went to jump on the ferry. They missed the first ferry, and they basically really dodged a bullet that it wasn't one of these things where they could have drove on the other side of the ferry. It was one of these things where, like most legs of the Amazing Race start, you'll get your clue at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Not a lot of stuff happens in the middle of the night on the Amazing Race.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, it's 8 p.m., we got our clue, head to this, you know, go head to the airport. It's like, it's always the flight. Flight leaves at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
It's like, so you spend a lot of time, like, there's always, like, that one night.
So you just rush to wait.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Eric Kerner wants to know, Rachel said on Superpass, and, you can check out Eric's show on Superpass, that Art and Crybaby also skipped the sled challenge at first, and then had to go back, but they didn't show it.
Interesting.
Okay, but so how were they so far ahead? Was it because that Dave and Rachel went the wrong direction, and that's how Art and JJ got too far ahead?
Possibly.
Well, I don't know. Now, Eric, is that your using of Art and Crybaby, or does Brendan and Rachel call them Art and Crybaby?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I'd like to know.
Yeah.
This happens. Sometimes, you know, you see something like this, and that's his using. Oh, okay, so let's be fair to Brendan and Rachel, that they did not call them Art and Crybaby.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing happened to me last week on the podcast, that Kurt Clark reported that Russell Hance thanked Earl Cole and a couple other people, and then I thought that was a tweet from Russell Hance, and then I said, well, how dare you, Russell Hance? That tweet.
It wasn't even a tweet?
That wasn't an exact tweet. Mm. Okay. Rob has a bastard wants to know, who would do the game show, you or Nicole? Now, what was the name of that game show? I couldn't remember. Was it Grab That Chicken? Choke That Chicken? What was it? What was the name of that?
Anybody?
On the Japanese game show? Let's see. It was something to that chicken. Grab That Chicken?
Grab That Cook.
No, that wasn't what it was called. Bring Home That Chicken.
Bring Home That Chicken, that's right.
Bring Home That Chicken. Is that a real show?
Probably. I want to play it.
All right. Well, I think that Bring Home That Chicken.
I would not have done well on.
No, I don't think you would have done well on Bring Home That Chicken. So I think I would have done Bring Home That Chicken.
Oh, and I would have laughed every time you fell.
I don't think I would have fell that much. I think I would have been like Brendan doing that challenge. You know, I think I'm tall enough that I could have.
Yes, I would have had a height problem there.
Yeah,
but it seemed like they lowered it a little bit.
I have
for the shorter people, you know, for the shorties.
And I have plenty of experience bringing home the chicken.
That is true. That's yes. True.
Jose Salgado Gallego. That's not. I'm sure I'm not saying that right.
Definitely. Not.
What do you guys think of Vanessa running on that treadmill with a freaking sprained ankle? Yeah, I felt like all of a sudden on The Amazing Race, and I have not been the biggest Amazing Race watcher over the last couple of years. It seemed like all of a sudden there were like some mandates over, oh, Vanessa has to do this one because she did this many challenges. This person has to do this many. This person has to do this many. I feel like it wasn't the case that way in the past.
Right.
I mean, they couldn't have made some sort of exception where, okay, Vanessa has a broken ankle, so she doesn't have to do it. Like, they would have made, would they have made Bopper do it on his bad leg?
I guess so. Her ankle looked really bad.
It did look really bad. Tar rules, both have to do 6 over the season. Okay, well then, maybe that was a bad job of pacing that out.
Yeah.
You each have to do 6. I guess it doesn't really matter too much until you get to the finals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or until you have a broken ankle.
Yeah. Was that even how it was with Robin Amber? Robin Amber each did 6?
I can't imagine Amber doing 6.
Oh, maybe she did. Who knows? Yeah. I don't really remember. Okay, so with that, I'd like to know, are Dave and Rachel the best Amazing Race team of all time? Who are the
other? Of all time.
Yes. Is that official, or do you think it's just a statistical anomaly? Leonardo, our friend Leonardo, I saw on Leonardo, I'm jealous. That I saw him on RTV Zone, and he got his camera work.
Oh, he's a podcast jumper.
Yeah. How do you like that? He wants to know which one of these teams would win the Amazing Race in case they were in the finals of a random season of the Amazing Race. Nick and Star versus Rachel and Dave versus Megan and Cheyenne. Well, you're asking the wrong two people.
Yeah.
Because,
maybe you should ask the RTV Zone.
Well, you'd have to ask Amazing. I am by no means an Amazing Race Mm-mm. expert. I'm just somebody who was following the Amazing Race this season, and I enjoyed it.
It was pretty good.
I think I may add it to the you know,
the rotation.
Add it to the rotation in the future. You know, especially in the fall, because there's not Celebrity Apprentice also. That being said, you'd have to ask somebody who is an expert on the Amazing Race. I'm only an expert on the Amazing Race 20.
Yes.
How about that, Nicole?
How about that?
Yeah. So, were you sad to see Vanessa and Ralph coming forth? Did you want them to be in the mix?
I did like them.
I liked Vanessa and Ralph as well.
Yeah.
Or I liked Vanessa's sassiness. Ralph, I felt like I could give or take.
Yeah. He was kind of a loser.
Yeah. He was a little bit of a glacier, Ralph.
Yeah.
But Vanessa was good. But honestly, though, if it wasn't for them mixing it up with Rachel, I'm not sure how good they actually were. They were good foils to Brendan and Rachel.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they did too much on their
own. Did they have good fights?
They had one kind of big meltdown when they were in Bulgaria. I'm not sure if that's where it was. But, like, she didn't want to, like, he made her walk someplace that was, anytime she had to walk, it was a problem. She didn't want to have to, she didn't want to have to walk. And I forget if he threw her jacket on the ground or she threw his jacket on the ground. And it was all downhill from there. Jay Alper wants to know, who from this season of The Amazing Race would do the best on Survivor and who would do the worst? Well, I definitely think that Dave would do the best on Survivor.
But he would be a threat.
He would be a threat. Yeah, he would be like a regular, you know, Matthew J. Quinlan out there. Yeah.
Exactly.
Love that guy.
Yeah.
So then I would say he would do very well. I think that Rachel would do well on Survivor. I really do.
Uh-huh.
Because she would be, you know.
She's crafty. She's able to stick around. Like, you can't get rid of her.
It would be tough to get rid of Rachel on Survivor. I mean, I think that Rachel would do well on Survivor because if you get her on a tribe where she's, you know, very athletic for one of your female people. So she's strong.
She's a competitor.
She's a competitor. And now, she might have some meltdowns or whatever and stuff like that, but she would have enough fights with people that you'd say, oh, okay, let's keep Rachel around, beat her in the end.
Yeah.
So I think Rachel would do well on Survivor. And also, the social game I don't think is as important on Survivor as it is on Big Brother. And she even won Big Brother. I mean, I'm saying that that's a you know, something that she's not that good at.
With a little help.
And she, well, she, I'm saying she won that show, so I think that she could do it for, you know, a third of the time on Survivor. And Survivor, you could more just, like, put your head down and sort of, like, you know, get to the end more so than on Big Brother, where typically that's not who wins Big Brother.
Right.
So I think Rachel would do good on Survivor. I think Brendan would do okay on Survivor. I think he could easily be there until, like, you know, he could easily be Jay Byers.
Yeah, I think that he
could
much,
do okay.
Brendan is much more likable when he's not with Rachel.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of who else from this season. JJ, I think, is a little too...
Oh, I think he would be, like, the first
rub people the wrong way. Yeah. I think he'd sort of get there on the first day, like, look, we're doing things my way. I think blonde Rachel on her own would do fine.
I think so.
You know, Vanessa, I think, would be good TV on Survivor.
I don't think she would do well. Yeah.
Ralph, he could be Grant Matos, you know, easily.
There's only one
Grant Matos.
Yeah.
And then, I think that Mark and Bopper could, you know, both do, like, a final five.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think either of them would win. Okay?
Okay. I agree.
Yeah. Okay. I think okay, how about this? Patrick Retker wants to know, Robin Nicole versus Robin Amber versus Russell and Brandon on The Amazing Race, who win? Mm. Well, I think that Robin Amber would still win. I mean, this would be Robin Amber's third time on The Amazing Race.
If they didn't win, that would be their...
This would be their third time on The Amazing Race. Rob's, you know, what, eighth, ninth reality show? So I just think that one of the reasons why I think the returning players do well is that they are a little more seasoned.
Right.
Maybe if I had, like, two more seasons of Survivor to, you know, warm up for our Amazing Race showdown with Robin Amber,
right,
we might be in a little better raring to go. So I think that Robin Amber would do better. I think that Robin Amber would do better than you and I on The Amazing Race.
Oh, probably.
Because here's the thing. When Boston Rob says, hey, this is the plan, this is how it should be, Amber doesn't say, oh, wait, no, I think that you don't listen to me, and I think it should be this way. And no, that's not what I said.
Like
I don't
that.
Even do that. Yeah, so I think that, you know, one person takes the... Boston Rob is the unquestioned captain, and Amber does not ever question that authority.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that
works. Sorry, I'm a woman with a voice.
As a better team on The Amazing Race. Now, I don't think that's necessarily, you know, that's your ideal partnership in life, but on The Amazing Race, I think there's no authority being questioned.
Mm-hmm.
No undermining going
on. Like on this podcast.
Yeah. That's right. And so, I don't think that Brandon and Russell would do particularly well on The Amazing Race.
No, they would get the dodo music all the time.
They would fight with each other.
Yeah.
I showed Nicole a little bit of Russell Hantz's show, Flipped Off, last night. What did you think of your first impressions of Flipped Off?
It was pretty good.
Yeah, you enjoyed it?
I enjoyed it until I saw the rat and Russell's brother jump in the sewage.
That was a turn off?
A little bit of a turn off for me. But I'll tune in again.
Yeah, you would watch it again?
Yes.
Or I would be watching it in the room, and you would be in the room.
And that would include me watching it.
Okay. Yeah, so I think that I would say Robin Amber would do the best, then me and Nicole.
Second place is good.
Then Russell and Brandon come in third.
Yeah.
And not Russell Brand. He would do the worst.
Yeah.
He would go, you know, go get drunk somewhere.
Oh, and I would follow.
Whoa. Easy. So... Then, anything else from the Amazing Race finale? Did you see Mark and Bopper got a confessional there at the end?
They did.
Yeah. I had saw a conspiracy theory. People were saying that we're setting Mark and Bopper up to come back on the next season of Amazing Race.
Do the past contestants of Amazing Race really need to come back for an All-Stars?
I don't know. So, see, Keith Dixon says it's too soon. Jessica Frey says, I believe it. Mark and Bopper appeared on The Talk this week.
Uh-huh.
They got $10,000, I'm not sure each, or if it was for their county. They're trying to do a lot to raise money for their county.
I thought it was for their kids.
Well, I think maybe if they won $1 million. They're also trying to raise awareness for the county. I think, you know, I think we may need to get to work here on a Mark and Bopper cast and get them on... Would we want them on a Spreecast? I think we want to see them, right?
Yes, for sure.
Now, do we think that they have laptops that they could do a Spreecast?
Well, they just got $10,000.
So they have laptops, you think?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so it's hinted that Mark and Bopper, Brenchel, Cowboy, somebody else will be on All Stars 2. That's from
Brenchel again.
Well, you know, Rob and Amber did Amazing Race All Stars.
But when are they going to get married? When are we going to have this wedding?
I think that's going to be in the summer.
Not if they go back for Amazing Race.
I don't know if when they film the Amazing Race again. Oh, I guess, you know, maybe you're right, because maybe it is the summer, because if Survivor comes on in September, then Amazing Race would come on in September. So, yeah, we'll see.
I just want them to get hitched.
Yeah.
I want to see the sequin wedding dress.
Yeah, Brendan is a physicist. Dawn's Bread says, where was the Skype/computer challenge this season? So which one? On the Amazing Race?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you saying, like, you know anything about this? You know,
because I know what he's talking about.
What is he talking about?
He's talking about Skypegate, Penisgate.
Oh, is that what we're saying?
Oh.
I thought Dawn's Bread is saying, like, there's always a Skype and computer challenge on The Amazing Race. Where was it this season? I think that was a poorly worded joke. Dawn's
I think
Bread.
That you just didn't get it.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that was so, like, a year and a half ago. Let's see. Dawn's Bread says, nope, trying to crack a joke. Keith Renfro says, wait,
I got you,
Roberto.
Dawn's Bread. It's all good.
Dixon, I got it. I don't know. That's perverted. That's right, Sam Stone. George Cromer says, rate each relationship. Are we including our own?
I guess.
Okay, let's let the audience rate that.
Okay.
George Cromer says, rate each relationship. Vanessa and Ralph, Rachel and Dave, Brendan and Rachel, who lasts the longest? I think... it may surprise you, Nicole, to go where I'm going to go here.
Okay.
I'm going to say that I will say that Brendan and Rachel last the longest.
Well, because they have a long line of reality shows to continue on.
Yes, yes. I think Brendan and Rachel, and then I think Dave and Rachel, mm-hmm. and then Vanessa and Ralph do not make it that long.
Oh, I hope Vanessa and Ralph. You know they.
I'm just going by track record here. I mean, Ralph's been divorced 3 times. Vanessa's been divorced
once.
Waiting
for Vanessa.
Yeah, Vanessa is a little bit a little temperamental, I think.
So that's not bad.
Yes, it is. So I think Brendan and Rachel make it the longest. Sharla and Lee, future showmance from Uncut Cochrane. I don't know, is Sharla... I think Leif is married, or Leif, as John Fincher says.
And he's a poser.
So, I think Leif is married.
Yeah. So I think he had a ring on his finger.
I don't know what Sharla's dating situation is. I don't know if she's still on the scene.
Is she taken?
I don't know. I haven't seen her on the reality scene.
Maybe we could set her up on the Finchler.
That would be good stunt casting on the Finchler to have Sharla in there.
Mm-hmm.
And Leif.
Yeah.
Just for the controversy.
Yeah.
Okay. So Joshua Spaulding, if Rachel somehow managed to sneak into the beauty pageant Rob is judging, what would be the question you would ask her?
Oh, okay. You have to practice.
That would be a good question.
Do they give you questions to ask, or do you have to come up with them?
That we don't know. But that's going to be May 20th in Brea, California. Details to follow.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, okay, Rachel?
Yes.
As Miss California,
mm-hmm.
You'd be asked to do a number of different duties. If you had to go into the Big Brother house one more time, you would have to... I don't know where this is going. I don't know. I don't have a question that I would ask. Rachel.
You better get on top of this then.
Yes.
Find out.
I guess I would say, Rachel, what would it take to come in between you and this crown? Yeah. I don't know. So we'll find out. I don't think that Rachel is competing.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Steve Dixon said, Rob, you're fired.
Maybe for Miss Big Brother. Maybe for Miss Big Brother. Okay. Let me write that down as an idea. Okay. So. Let's get into some of the stuff. Anything else from The Amazing Race, Jessica? Any other Amazing Race questions? And I want to talk a little Survivor as we get towards figuring out this final six. Kat and her cousin would be amazing on a future Amazing Race. I agree. I think Kat and her cousin would be good. I'm not sure if Kat's cousin is actually good, but Kat just being around her cousin is good.
Yeah, so she'll crawl on the floor, speak another language.
Yeah, I don't know if Kat's cousin is actually good TV, yeah. But Kat talking to her cousin is pretty funny. Yeah, Robbie.
Yeah.
Very confusing.
Yeah.
I thought she was talking to me. Yeah.
So she calls you Lovebug.
Yes. Okay. Any other Amazing Race questions? Then let's talk about tonight's Survivor and who could potentially be going home. Now, I'm not talking about who's following me on Twitter at all. Okay, so final six, Nicole, we're down to. It's the five girls and Tarzan. First things first. Nicole, is the next person going to go home, A, Tarzan, or B, another woman?
B, another woman.
Now, why are they keeping Tarzan around?
I think because he's easy to beat at the end. But I don't know, you don't hear them talking about it. You don't hear them talking about anything.
Well, let's work backwards as to what's going to happen. And so the question is, what is Kim's new final three? Nick Nasty wants to know, could Tarzan win if he makes it to the finals? I absolutely do think that Tarzan could win. How about that?
The game is afoot.
Tarzan could certainly win because there's five men on the jury now.
You have a lot of bitter men on the jury.
You have a lot of bitter men on the jury, and very easily, you know, even though a lot of these men like Jonas didn't get along with Tarzan, and Michael maybe, you know, had no love for Tarzan. But if the men are bitter enough and they say, look, oh, all these women thought that they were going to get us out of the game one by one and they lied to us. Well, how about this? We're going to vote for a man.
Yeah.
And I think that Tarzan could, and maybe, you know, Tarzan isn't quite as crazy as we're seeing. Although I did see a secret scene last week where he's like yelling at everybody and being like totally out of control. But that being said, I do think that Tarzan could win the game, especially if he gets, like, you know, one of the women votes. You know, you just don't know how close of a relationship that somebody might have with these other people.
Right.
So Tarzan could win the game. And I have to wonder now, what is Kim's end game? Who is Kim trying to go to the end with? Last week, we found out for the first time that Kim actually wants to go to the end with Alicia and with Kat.
Right.
And then Ben Chelsea was like, nah-uh.
Yeah.
So Kat ends up going, and Alicia was like, nah-uh-uh. So she got rid of her, too.
Yeah, well, Alicia is the mastermind.
According to Alicia.
Yeah.
Leonardo says, wouldn't it be a good move on Kim's part if she used the idol to get rid of Sabrina, but let Chelsea perform it and not have any blood on her hands? Well, I'm not sure if I'm totally following how that would work. So are we... Like, I think that seems like a pretty complicated plan if you want to use the idol to get rid of Sabrina. So basically, you would have to say, we are going to vote out Tarzan tonight. Everybody vote for Tarzan and then give Tarzan the idol. And then Kim and Tarzan both vote for Sabrina. And then that's how you would use the idol. It just seems like a very complicated plan. And you piss a lot of people off to do it that way.
Mm-hmm. No matter what, people are going to get pissed off.
Yeah, but that makes it seem like Kim is really, like, in bed with Tarzan.
But maybe...
Metaphorically.
They don't know that Kim has the idol. Isn't Chelsea the only person that knows?
Yeah, Chelsea's the only person that knows.
So, if she did give the idol to Tarzan...
But why is she trying to keep Tarzan around? Like, I understand they want to get Sabrina out
She wants to get Sabrina out without putting blood on her hands. So it looks like but she had nothing to do with it.
But the blood would be on her hands at that
point.
No,
it wouldn't, because she would be voting to get rid of Tarzan. But he has the idol. So it looks
everybody votes for Tarzan, and then...
Except Tarzan.
And then she's counting on Tarzan voting for Sabrina.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just think that...
I don't think that's a bad idea.
It's a little out there. I think it's a little complicated.
I don't think
because
it's that
at
far
the
out
final
there.
Tribal council, Tarzan would just say, well, you know, I know how you don't think that Kim had anything to do with it. Guess who gave me the idol? Kim gave me the idol.
Oh, well, don't spill the beans, Tarzan.
I just think that it's a lot of, it's very complicated in the plan. For somebody, that's like the kind of plan that you would
keep
do.
Keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah, keep it simple, stupid. It's like the kind of plan that you would do if you were at the very worst position, you would engage in a plan like that.
Right.
It makes all the sense in the world for Tarzan to get involved in a plan like that. But for Kim, she's controlling everything.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't seem like that would be something that she would need to do.
Okay.
if Kim, what is there, six people left in the game? If Kim really wanted to get Sabrina out of the game, I mean, she could go to Tarzan, go to Alicia, go to Christina, and say, hey, everybody, here's, we're the new four, let's vote Sabrina out of the game.
Yeah.
And say, look, I have an idol, you can't vote for me, so you might as well, let's go to the end, fuck, screw Sabrina, screw Chelsea, and, you know, we'll be the new Final Four, right?
Yes. You so, okay?
Yeah, well, I know.
Fever? Oh, you are a little warm.
I know, I'm a little jet lagged. But, you know, when you get into, you know, you're talking to, this is my wheelhouse, Nicole.
Yes.
We're talking about, you know, final six here, and, you know, what the new plan is.
Yeah.
Okay?
You got them all riled up in there.
Sorry. Sorry, we're not messing around anymore, everybody.
Yes, be serious.
Yeah. All right, so what do you think Kim and Chelsea as a potential Stefan and JT repeat? No, I don't. I did at one point, but I don't think that Kim wants to go to the end with Chelsea. Mm-hmm. And you never saw at Final Six Steven talking about, well, I don't think I should keep JT around. Or JT said, I think I need to get rid of Steven. He's not my best finals opponent. So, no, I don't see them as a potential. I think,
you think maybe Chelsea's next?
No, I don't think she's next, but I don't know if she's necessarily in the final three.
Yeah.
Or if she is, it's not necessarily, it's like Kim ends up with her in the final three, but not because she necessarily wants her. Okay. A reluctant final three buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So we'll see. Brian Whitehead says, do you think that there's any way that the whole tribe doesn't know Kim has an idol? I'm pretty sure that they do know that Kim has the idol. Just like
no one's looking for it.
Like a couple seasons ago when Boston Rob was on, that we were like, oh, why don't they vote out Boston Rob? They don't even know that he has the idol. But it's like, then it turned out, like, when we talked to all those
that
girls,
they
were
knew.
Like, yeah, once we merged, Rob said he had the idol, so he's never really an option to vote for him. So, I mean, I really think that that's the move with the idol. At some point, it becomes like, you know, if you're in a really lousy position, you keep it a secret.
Right.
If you're in a good position, you tell everybody, hey, I got the idol, so don't vote for me. You're never going to get me out. And because then all of the, you know, the people who are following you can't get the plan together to blindside you.
Right.
You know, except in rare circumstances. So I think that Kim is probably, if I know
in
Kim as a survivor player, if I know the Kimbot 3000, I know she has worked out all the calculations. And she is not going to allow people to blindside her.
Agreed.
Yeah. Give me the odds. What are the odds that Kim is not in the final three? Now, I can see her maybe not winning on Sunday night. What are the odds that Kim is in the final three? I'll give you 100 to 1.
Yeah, I don't think it's a very, very good odds that she's not in the final three.
Is 100 to 1 too low? I thought he said 10%. 20 to 1. 5%. She's definitely there. 30%.
I think it's 100% she's in the final three.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Not even 99.9.
There I said it.
110% if you're Lou Ferrigno. Yes. Thank you, Rob is a bastard. Okay. Let's see. With the Survivor stuff, was there anything else? I feel like there was something else I wanted to get into with the Survivor. Do you want to predict who's going to go home? Jeff Pittman says, which is the worst two-time challenge of all time? Bowling or the fishbone puzzle from Redemption Island that they're redoing tonight? I don't really remember the fishbone puzzle. I think I vaguely remember it. And yeah, bowling is the worst challenge.
Yeah.
So I would say that's probably the worst. I don't remember I'd have to see the replay of the fishbone puzzle.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Whatever. These challenges, everybody knows my feelings on the challenges.
They're stupid.
Bunny Lebowski says, if the Survivor finale is at 11:15 Eastern Standard Time, West Coasters cannot attend. Can there be a second finale spreecast the next morning? No, there probably won't be, but you could watch it.
Yep.
And you'll be, you know, it's spreecast is great. You can, you know, everything is going to, you know, the chat room is going at the same time. You know, you can, you know, play along with everybody. But I think, you know, we've got to do it at one point. We got to do it either on the East Coast or on the West Coast.
Right.
And then we're going to be doing our exit press the next morning.
It's
so
a busy day.
It is a busy day. So unless me and Nicole are going to wake up at like 4 o'clock. I mean,
and that's not going to happen.
Yeah, we would have to. And then who would watch it live at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
So We've got to do it at that spot. So I apologize to our West Coasters. Oh, Owen Whiteley wants to know, endorsement for Fan Fave. Voting starts today. All right,
oh,
here we go.
Oh, who is our endorsement?
Yes, I am ready. I am ready with an endorsement, Nicole.
Yes, I'm ready.
Yes. Looking out for the listeners of Rob as a Podcast, I have done all the calculations and realized that the person that I think it's in our best interest to vote for, I say, put your votes on the one and only Matthew J. Quinlan.
Hashtag Rooster.
Hashtag Rooster. Matthew Quinlan, he has been a good friend to the podcast.
From the beginning.
From the get-go. He was the only one who thought to ask me for an endorsement of this. Now, we could have endorsed some other people. We thought about endorsing maybe Kat, maybe Troyzan. Kat, I felt like half-heartedly over the weekend said we should endorse her for fan favorite. But you know what? If Kat wins fan
Kat
favorite...
Kat only started following... she's only following half of Rob Has a Podcast.
Yes.
And only for a few weeks.
Yes. But if Kat wins fan favorite, if Troyzan wins fan favorite, none of the credit will go to Rob as a Podcast.
Right.
If Matthew J. Quinlan wins your fan favorite, this will bring a lot of attention to Rob as a Podcast, and I'm sure he will thank us.
I think he would be a very good ambassador for Rob as a Podcast as well.
Yes, and I also sense that at some point Nicole and I will need his lawyering services.
Maybe, very, very true.
Maybe sooner than later. Matthew J. Quinlan put together, he's ambitious.
Mm-hmm.
He set up the whole Survivor NCAA Final Four. When I told him that his system was flawed, he changed it.
And it would be flawed.
He had it that survivors couldn't win the money, and
he,
I said, what the hell is that? Why would I play in your tournament if the survivors can't play? He changed the rules.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, you know, and also I think it's an indictment on the Misfits this season. And how they screwed up.
Yep.
And they sent themselves to tribal council, which they wouldn't have done if Matthew J. Quinlan was around.
Uh-huh.
So I say, vote for Matthew J. Quinlan for fan favorite.
Yes.
And I'll tweet that later tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Hertz says, Rob, how could you treat your love bug that way? sorry, Matthew J. Quinlan asked me for the endorsement.
He's our real love bug.
Kat, somebody had to say to Kat on Twitter, Kat, you should ask Rob to endorse you. And I said, I'm listening. What do you want
to
do?
What do you have to offer?
I think she said that we would do some more podcasts.
Not good enough.
I would love to do more podcasts with Kat, but I can only pick one person to endorse.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to endorse Matthew J. Quinlan.
It's done.
MJQ.
The deal is sealed.
Over under on Tarzanisms tonight. I would say about, I think that, I actually think Tarzan is going to go home tonight.
That's, oh, you do?
My prediction, yes.
Okay.
I think Tarzan is going to go home tonight because I don't know who wants to keep him around.
I don't understand.
The only person I could think of keeping that wants to keep Tarzan around would be Alicia.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she has something going with him, and maybe Alicia is like, oh, I want to take Tarzan and Kim to the finals. Or maybe she's like on board with Alicia La Cucaracha. La Cucaracha loved the YouTube video we posted.
She's posting it everywhere.
She's posting it everywhere.
Yeah.
You know what? That would be a good endorsement as well. But she did not ever formally ask for my endorsement. But I would not be unhappy with a La Cucaracha win. But a very good sport, La Cucaracha.
A very good sport.
Yeah.
She's one of our faves.
Yeah. So I think Tarzan is going to go home tonight.
Yeah.
And you agree?
No.
Of course not. Yeah, what do you think?
I think either Sabrina or Alicia is going to go home.
Sabrina or Alicia. You're going to call final six. You can't pick 33% of the field. We need a
I think firm it's either going to be Sabrina, Alicia, or...
Chelsea
Tarzan.
Or Tarzan.
But yeah. Not Kim.
Not Kim.
Not
so,
Kim.
But who is it officially, Nicole?
I'm going to say Sabrina.
Sabrina
yeah.
Goes home.
Yeah, they tried to get her last time.
Yeah. Dawn's Bread, has Tarzan joined Twitter yet? Not to my knowledge.
No, not yet.
Yeah. Okay, so...
we'll talk to him about it when he comes on the podcast.
If and when he comes on the podcast.
Eventually he'll come on the podcast.
I guess so, unless he doesn't want to do it. He may not believe it. Is the current Miss Survivor going to be doing a podcast anytime soon? Not for this season. We don't have any plans for a Parv cast. Not sure. Again, I'm not sure if Parvati is watching the season. So it's always tough to do a podcast with people who are not watching the season. So we don't have a Parv cast scheduled for the near future. But let me just let's start to talk a little bit. You bring up the future, and
Love loves the future.
I love the future. Tomorrow we will talk to the person who is comes in sixth on Survivor One World. We will have that exit interview for you, and then we have our exclusive interview with the lovely and talented Miss Julie Berry.
Ooh la la!
Yes. You excited for that, Nicole?
No.
Why not?
Because I won't be there.
Yes. Okay.
He schedules the podcast when I'm busy.
I did not schedule.
Seems a little
You shady. Were on last week with Jerry.
Yes, I was.
Yeah.
But you have a crush on Julie Berry.
I don't have a, I think Julie Berry is great.
Yes.
Very, very, one of the classiest Survivor ladies.
Well, not much of a compliment.
Okay, well. That's damning with faint praise. Okay, so we've got all that coming up tomorrow. And then on Sunday night, make sure you RSVP on Spreecast or just follow me on Spreecast. So you'll get, we are going to be going, I think the plan right now is we're actually going to go to CBS here and watch the show live at CBS and then drive back over here for the live show.
Yeah.
So I think that's what's going to happen because I think I'm going to do the Entertainment Weekly chat for the finale. So
because I'm in the room, does that mean I'm doing the chat too?
No, does not mean you're doing it. Unless you're in
according
doing,
to our logic unless, from before.
No, according to your logic. Unless you are in the chat, that means you're doing the chat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If you're in the room with me, you know what I'm saying?
I'm just messing with you, buddy.
Well, mission accomplished. Okay? And then just a little bit of a heads up. I know it's early. Then just because the Survivor season is ending does not mean that the podcast fun is ending. Okay? We've got plenty of stuff coming the rest of May, including our Best of Survivor One World podcast.
And something's coming back.
Something's coming back. not from Reyes, right? it is going to be the return of the friggin' five.
See? That's what I was talking about.
This summer, Rob has a love cast.
Yes.
We have the top 20 Big Brother players of all time podcast. Lots of movie podcasts coming this summer. A Glass House podcast, if that is ever going to actually happen.
Yes.
And so much stuff between now and the start of Big Brother. So don't go anywhere. And be sure, you know, when it comes time to get your live feeds, we're all set up with Superpass. Get your live feeds through Rob has a website. We'll do all of our Big Brother podcasting. And Rob has a web show will continue in this time slot. Good? You're good to go?
Great.
All right. Any other last couple of questions? And then I know I'm behind on a lot of my work, so we should start to wrap this up.
Yeah.
Rob is a bastard. Is the game is afoot the greatest way to evade Jeff's questions? Yeah, because he doesn't seem to. He's like, okay, game's afoot.
Oh.
Got it, Tarzan. Okay, Jonas, how about, you know, anybody else, he'd be like, I don't get what that means. What, you know, if you don't tell me what I want to know, you're getting voted out tonight. Yeah. How about that? Okay, game's afoot. Got it. Next question. Yeah, so that would be great, like, you know, like White House press conferences, you know, you know, sports press conferences, anything you don't want to talk about, like games of foot.
You have to give them the douche gun.
Yeah, the douche gun. Okay, and then Mother's Day around the corner, last chance for Mom, don't get in trouble, send Mom some flowers.
Don't be the kid that sucks.
Yeah, through 1-800-FLOWERS, you can save some money, too. Save 30% if you use the link robhasawebsite.com/flowers or click on the ad in the sidebar, and your mom will appreciate it. Don't forget, Sunday is not just the Survivor finale, also Mother's Day. Okay?
You could also get her a mug.
Yeah. We don't have a t-shirt for the mom that sucks, though.
Because the mom never sucks.
Well, some of them do, but... probably not yours.
Yeah.
If she's raised you to be a good standing person who's watching Spreecasts at, you know, in the middle of the day, your mom probably didn't suck.
Yeah.
Okay? So I think that's about it for this edition of Rob is a Web Show. Is there anything else, Nicole?
I got nothing for you.
Yeah, I got nothing for you. Sorry, I know we're a little all over the place this morning, after flying back into L.A. last night.
And having poop all over the place.
Yeah, we'll try to get our act together a little bit more before our podcasting tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, so enjoy Survivor tonight. We will be back with you guys again soon. And get ready on Sunday night
for the party.
11:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is going to be the live Survivor One World reunion and finale. Everything, whole one big shebang. We'll be taking your calls and getting your reaction to when Kim or somebody else, probably Kim, wins Survivor One World. Until then, Nicole?
I got nothing for you.
All right, take care, everybody. Bye.